If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 21st day of October, 2010. Happy birthday to Carrie Fisher, who is 54 today. Elvin Bishop turned 68. Steve Cropper, man, what a guitarist, 69. Manfred Mann turned 70. And it was on this day that Bob Dylan recorded his first LP. It was in 1961. He was 20 years old. You know what the recording session cost? $400. Wow. What an amazing... You know, I was seeing Carrie Fisher, of course, being Princess Leia. And I remember when the first Star Wars movie, I was working at the Big X, and we did the premiere of the movie. You know, by premiere, I mean the Macon premiere with the local theater owners. We gave away tickets to the first showing. We had two showings that night, as a matter of fact. And the first people to ever see it won the tickets from our radio station. And you know, Carrie Fisher being 54, which is really near my age, the movie was, we looked at it entirely differently than a lot of people today, because here you had actors that were very close to the people watching the movie, you know, and I was a young adult when the thing came out. And so it was just, we had never seen anything like, from the opening titles, you knew that something was different. And so it was a remarkable time. News of the weird this morning. This is what kind of phone do you use? I have an AT&T pay-as-you-go phone. They call it a go phone for short. They should call it, hey, you cheap idiot. No, and it's, I know you can get better phones now that do more things, but this thing just fits in my pocket. I can throw it out the window of my car and I never miss it. I never use it. But when I do use it, it's the pay-as-you-go plan is really awesome, because I can, for $25 for 3 months, I get like an hour worth of talk time, something like that, and I never use it. And it accrues up to a certain point. They'll roll over if you renew it in time, which is a great deal. There is a guy in China who got his arm stuck in a toilet pipe in an attempt to retrieve his dropped mobile phone. So I'm thinking, you know, if you had a Droid or an iPhone or something that was really expensive or really invaluable to you, and I'm trying to work out the logistics of how this actually happened. Now, it may be because, you know, toilets are different in different countries. And as you'll see from the picture that accompanies this podcast, a Chinese toilet is more like on the floor. They call it the Chinese squat. And it just gets funnier and funnier. Yeah, and so I can understand how a guy that had this phone could drop it in the toilet, because it's right there at your feet, you know? And so, I don't know. You kind of have to be an acrobat to pull that one off. Thank God we... Whoever invented the American toilet, I'm very grateful. So this may have been logistically a lot different, but to cut to the chase, workers had to come in, and they're beating on the bowl with crowbars and hammers, making sure not to hurt the man. But then after about 10 minutes, he did manage to free his arm, and they were able to get his waterlogged phone. And from then, I guess, you know, the general wisdom is if you soak a phone, you put it in a bowl of rice, and rice will soak up the water. You have to leave it there. Don't turn it on, or else it'll be ruined, because the electricity will, you know, the water will short everything out. But I don't know. So, yeah. I don't do a whole lot of computing or iPhoning or anything near a body of water. I'll put it to you that way. But it does make you think out loud about what exactly caused this to happen. Now that I think of it, he really did have a pay-as-you-go plan. Thank you. I'll end it there. We'll see you tomorrow.